look, it's really exciting stuff. First and foremost, we're working closely with Queensland Rail at the moment to get our upgrade done here to get the cattle in, and we still have a target of getting cattle in here before Christmas. But with the news of the tunnels getting upgraded, we've always had a second stage vision to get containers to port. Well, that's certainly put that up the list on the list of things to do now. You know, we really have to start thinking about, more rail track around the plant and how we connect that to our coal store facilities, etc.
Can you explain the significance of having that extra capacity?
Well, you know, we still want to grow this business significantly, and we're still planning, we're busy planning that and how we're going to stage that. But we've got a target where we want to get to, 1,600 plus a day. The logistics and transport is, a major cost. So, currently we're putting 100 containers of beef down the range every week. So, we can see where we can get a lot of that on the rail and take a lot of trucks off the Toowoomba range.
What is the potential for transferring from road over to rail? What sort of percentages are you talking?
Oh, look, I could see we could be doing 80% by rail. And, there's also the scope there to open this up for third-party access, and you could look at other agricultural commodities too to further get costs out of it, grains, etc., direct to port. There's no end to the potential.
And so have you had conversations with other industries as well about the potential?
Yes, we certainly have. We've had a lot of calls here from logistics companies and, companies wanting to move agricultural commodities direct to port. So I think we must hit the nail on the head, because it's certainly a lot of people want to talk to us now.
So your job description changes slightly at the moment, Pat?
Well, we're going into a space that we've limited knowledge, but we're quickly getting our heads around it and getting the right people around to help us.
We've got some, it's not just rail, we've also got the option of chilled beef now going over to China with the Wellcamp Airport. How are things looking for agriculture generally, do you think, in this region?
Oh, look, I think it's looking really positive. There's endless opportunities, and that's another one. We only had meetings this morning about, getting into that portion control shelf-ready product, and, there was certainly a lot of talk about getting it directly onto the planes at Wellcamp. So, that's another one of our strategies.
How far away is that, do you think?
Oh, there's still a few market access issues here, and there's still only 12 plants in Australia that have got access for chilled beef to China, and we're not one of them. We're on the list, and I'm hearing that there could be some movement this year, so that has a big part to play in it. Once we get that access, that'll certainly change the scope of it.